Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Welcome back to Coolin' Out.
It's Kev.
Sal.
Rel. Got a returning guest. Good friend of the pod. Ed.
What's good?
What's good,
EJ? What's up, man?
How are you guys? Yeah, thanks for having me once
again. It's been a minute. It's been a minute. Man. Been a good little minute.
It's been a while.
Yeah, we're in our new digs. Thank you for coming and hanging with us.
Yeah.
I think the last time I saw you guys was in February. It was a good time.
Damn. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
a lot has happened since.
Yeah, a lot. We will definitely get
now
into.
Now it's cold as fuck again outside.
It's yeah.
Cold. Cold and wet. Cold and wet.
But how you been, man?
Same shit, different day, man. Just long ass week, getting ready to start. And just bunch of nonsense going on in the office.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? Speak on it.
Yeah.
Well, personally, I walk in the kitchen today. Mm-hmm. I just get, you know, it's one of those weeks where you're just getting annoyed by everyone. I walk into the kitchen today and I see Kevin. Kevin asks if I want to have lunch. I said, yeah, sure. Look in the rec room, and whoever had lunch before us, there was shit all over the place. Napkins, ketchup packets.
Put them on blast.
The
That's
place.
Right. And put them on blast.
Tampons.
Put them on that Summer Jam screen. Let them
everything.
Know.
Mm-hmm. These people just Boogers. Don't have office etiquette.
Get them.
I was absolutely furious.
We see.
So, you know, I cleaned it all off. Me and Kevin had lunch. We watched a little bar rescue in the rec room. It was pretty cool.
Steph, too. Shout out to Steph.
Shout out to Steph Clamps. After that, I went to my desk and did my usual routine. I grabbed my toothpaste, brushed my teeth. And after, you know, I had to... Had to poop, so I sat in the toilet.
Poop? Young poop?
Huge bathroom, 4 stalls. I choose the stall all the way to the left. Someone walks in like 10 minutes later. Why I was in there for 10 minutes, I was reading articles, mind your business. And someone just decides to sit right next to me. Am I wrong, like, getting mad about this?
That's the worst.
Yeah.
Like, is there no bathroom etiquette? Like, there unless is. You're at a concert... a sporting event, or have to use the bathroom that bad, and it's packed. You just don't sit next to someone, or you don't like piss next to someone.
Especially when there's so many available
stalls. The urinals is the one that be getting me.
Yeah,
it's like 8 available, and you come stand next,
next
to me.
Yeah,
especially when they don't have the barriers right there.
Yeah, it's like what's going on here?
Yeah,
that's it. Just question. What's going on? Yeah. That's it.
Oh man, so, I remember my. I mean, to be honest, like,
I know the decision-making process. That's all.
I have a checkered past with, like, I guess, bathroom etiquette. I remember my first, like, few months working at the job, and I went into the bathroom, and the CEO of the company comes in and stands at the urinal next to me. Now, in his defense, there's only 2 urinals there, so it's no big deal. So I'm peeing. He says, hey, what's up, Ed? And he happens to have the same name as me. So I go, hey, what's up, Ed? And he goes... Not much. And I was really awkward there for a second. I was like, pretty good name we have, huh? And he goes, and he just looks over at me and goes, yeah, I guess. So I just finished my stuff, wiggle it up, flush the toilet, and I just patted him on the back and said, all right, I'll see you later. I just walked out. Went right to my manager. I was bright red, had no idea what to do, and they – still bring it up to this day about how I patted the CEO.
You put your pissy hands on the CEO of the company?
Dick hands.
Dick hands.
It was just an encouraging pat in the back. You know, just good job. you know, finish up the stream. Keep it going.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't know about that.
Hey, man, I trust you guys. I mean, not many people can. No one's going to talk to me about this.
Yeah, of course not.
No, not just the podcast yeah. listeners. Oh, yeah. They'll know. Yeah. Like Ed Rivera?
Oh, you mean piss hands?
How you guys week, man?
It's good. I don't have stories like that.
No, me neither.
Oh, sorry. But sorry.
It's all right. It's Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's raining. I didn't even know it was supposed to rain today. Fucking weather.
Mm. Yeah, me neither.
And it's cold.
There was no transition in this weather. We had 76 degrees last weekend. And now we're just going brick cold. Kevin said it was going to be 30 on Friday.
Oh, it is.
38.
I'm bringing the winter coats back mm-hmm. out. No games.
So depressing.
Scullies, everything. Coming out with the Timbs, unlaced. Now I'm just
imagine. Yeah, you see Hood Jarrell like,
with some dress slacks on and some Timbs.
And some Timbs.
Unlaced.
With the tongue flipped over.
Excuse me, can we help you?
with the drawing on the side of the Timbs. Remember they used to do that? Drawing their Timbs? I'm going to do that.
They still
bring
do.
It back out. People still do that?
They do, bro.
Damn. I remember when they used to do that.
What the fuck you mean?
They was about to come attack me, right? That's how we get out, Nick. What the fuck you talking about? But our week's been cool. I can't complain. It's been busy as shit. But yeah. It's Tuesday. It's whatever, honestly. It's just been busy. I have no real complaints, honestly.
It's crazy. It's November already. It's like we're almost halfway through November.
Yeah, the year's over.
One month and it's done.
The year's over. Damn. It's a wrap.
It's crazy how Trump could do that too. Some people just lose track of time.
Damn, that is true. Wasn't it last year he won?
Today, a year ago, like
today. Yeah. Oh my God, that was so depressing. That day.
Yeah.
Damn,
dude. I remember I came into the office and two girls on my team. Like I was sitting there first. Like I was a big Hillary Clinton supporter. I mean, anybody but Trump. I mean, I know people say anybody but Hillary, but I mean, she's most qualified person for the position. But I came into the office. One of the girls I sit next to was just absolutely livid about the whole situation. And one of the other girls I work with walks into the office, and they look at each other, and they both just start crying and hugging each other. And I was pretty upset, but I don't think I was upset as upset as they were. But
yeah, there's a lot of
we all react differently.
A lot of overreactions.
There's a lot of memes going around like. This is me last year, right before the election. This is me this year, like after a year of Trump. And one of them is Chappelle just smiling. The other one is Tyrone Biggs. That's one of the funniest ones. It's ridiculous.
No, it's good to catch up. But, you know, since we got you in here.
Yeah, man.
We got to talk to you about the NBA, man. Where you want to start? You want to start with your trash team? Where you want to start?
Well, I
welcome back.
I like to just make a formal announcement. The last time I was on this was 2 days before the All-Star break.
Mm.
And I was all in on DeMarcus Cousins.
Oh, yep. Yeah. Can
I remember that.
Oh, my God.
I pretty much confessed my love for DeMarcus Cousins. I was, like, all about him. He's the future Sacramento franchise player.
Yep.
I was guaranteeing that they were going to build around him.
Said on the Thursday we record.
Vlade Divac and the Kings owner that, like, night were like, we're not trading you. We're all in. Sunday night, sitting on my couch in my basketball shorts, watching the All-Star game, and Twitter blows up because DeMarcus Cousins got traded to the Pelicans.
One of the chief things when we were like, we need to make these pods more relevant. We record that on a Thursday. By the time the pod dropped on a Tuesday, all your comments were already outdated.
It was so irrelevant. So I had to switch the podcast dates up.
Yeah, it was a very retro perspective that I had. But, I mean, I was still pissed about the trade. I'm still kind of mad about the trade. I think the Kings could have gotten way more earlier if they were going to pass, if they were going to trade him. Mm-hmm. Or they probably could have got way more.
Do it too late.
Like, right now, the only person we have to see from there is... Oh, we got Justin Jackson because we traded. We got the number 10 pick, and we got Justin Jackson that we took at 15. We got Harry Giles that we took at 20. Mm-hmm. So that's just promise right there. And we got Buddy Hield in that trade. Tyreek Evans gone. Langston
Curry, correct?
Right.
Going your own now.
Langston Galloway is gone.
Shoot me.
Tyreek Evans gone. Tyreek Evans playing fantastic basketball right now.
In Memphis, doing well.
Yeah, looks like a six-man candidate.
One of my fantasy squad. I was scoping, though.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Buddy Hield, like, the Kings owner was obsessed with Buddy Hield. Was, like, during draft combines told him, we will eventually have you on our team. He has like a really good like story, like coming from like Bahamas and everything, coming from nothing and stuff. Good shooter and stuff. Very one trick pony. Like my goal right now is.
So he's not the next Steph Curry, like
absolutely not.
Who said this?
Why the you owner?
Say, the owner. The owner
said that.
Yo, it's the like, owner.
Why you keep saying this?
Yo, yeah. I'm happy you kept the Kings of Sacramento, but this is the same guy. This is the same guy that said that they should play 5-on-4 defense and have someone on the other side of the court at all times under the basket, ready to score.
Sounds like elementary school. Like,
yeah. he says that plan worked because he coached his daughter's. Basketball team, and they won the championship. That's like that.
Forward thinking. Wow.
Yeah, it's like a bunch of 11-year-old girls.
Light years ahead of us.
But yo, yeah. Buddy Hield, like,
how's he doing this season?
Oh, terrible. They benched him. I mean, he's coming off the bench now, like, and he's actually scoring well off the bench.
What's he putting up?
12 points a game, like nothing, nice. Dude. I'm telling you right now, the Kings are the worst team in basketball. The Kings are the worst team in basketball. But Buddy Hield, like, my goal.
You really might be right.
Ideally, I really.
They're not worse than Phoenix.
They are. We lost to Phoenix.
Buddy Hield's shooting 26% from the three-point line.
Oh, yeah. Give it him a split.
He's averaging 11.3 points per game, 4.3 rebounds, 1.4 assists, 1.1 steals.
Okay, that's good.
Let me get to the turnovers.
From the field?
39.4.
Okay.
That's not good.
That's not good at all.
Player efficiency rating of 11.9.
15 is the average for the audience, in case you were
11.9.
Thank you, Kevin.
No, I just want to keep our audience.
1.7 turnovers a game.
And he joined this.
More turnovers than assists.
Dude, he's
only thriving. Sorry, excuse me, guys.
He also has absolutely no handles whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Is an undersized shooting guard. My goal for him is I hope he becomes the next J.J. Redick. Yeah. That's what I can hope for him.
Like, he's thriving, though, from the free throw line.
He doesn't get to the free throw line. He doesn't have the handles to get to the – he doesn't have that handles to get to the basket.
He's averaging one free throw attempt a game.
What's he shooting from there?
91%.
All right, yeah, there you go.
You got to make the most opportunity.
Yeah, there you go.
You do that, buddy.
Something over 50.
Hashtag progress.
How many threes is he taking a game?
How many is he taking? Attempting, let's see, 4.2.
Okay.
And he's making 1.1.
I'm sorry. Who's the best player on your team?
The best player on my team
De'Aaron
right now?
Fox.
No, I mean, De'Aaron Fox will be the best player on our team. Right now, best player on our team.
He's a Kings fan. I would take
it. I'll tell you right now. It's Bogdan Bogdanovic. Bogdan Bogdanovic, the 25-year-old from Serbia.
He's good, but he's not. Nah.
I mean, he's
all right, but he's not real.
He's playing the best basketball for the Kings right now. That's what I meant. Yeah, he's playing the best basketball. Can dribble, can shoot three, can slash, good defender, high basketball IQ. Guy's been playing pro since he was like 17 years old.
Who's leading the league? Who's leading your team in scoring?
De'Aaron Fox
off the bench.
How much is he putting up?
12.
No, he put up 15.
No, don't.
De'Aaron Fox don't put up 12.
Don't even give me false hope.
I'm gonna look it up. How you spell this boy's name?
Yeah, that you gotta put apostrophe true. Right there.
Oh, okay, that's why. Niggas always got apostrophe somewhere.
So how you feel 10 months later post Boogie trade?
Oh, you're right. Damn. Sorry, 12.7. That's 13. Oh.
All
right,
nice round up.
That's 13. He's leading the whole team in scoring.
Oh my god.
How do I feel about the Kings right now?
Yeah, well, post Boogie. 10 months later after the trade, your team.
It's a completely different team. There is no go-to scorer on this team. There's no lockdown. Our best defender is Garrett Temple. He's actually not a bad defender.
Mm-hmm.
George Hill is underperforming by
so much.
Infinitely.
How much you paid him?
3 years, $51 million.
Okay, continue.
Yeah.
Yo, but it's like front-ended contract.
It's so front-end. He's getting $20 million this year.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So, like, it's a movable contract. Paid Zach Randolph. Yo, Vince Carter.
Has he touched the court this year?
He has touched the court. He has touched the side of the backboard with a bunch of three-point shots.
Oh.
It's terrible.
That's why I'm always worried about these old players. It could go like that.
I mean, to see him going out. Like,
everyone's there. He's like, it's bad, man.
Vince, I'm just going to take the PER.
Okay.
1.48.
Oh. Dude, yo, Vince.
See, that's why I'm always weary.
Vince, if you're listening right now, retire, please.
You should have went to the Warriors, buddy.
Yeah, you should have just take spot up threes.
Damn, he should have went to the Warriors.
Dude, he can't even dunk on the free throw line during like warmups. He's just an old man. I mean, like, it's not a bad thing. I mean,
how that
he's
happens
a Hall of Famer.
Happens quick. He was 40.
Remember this summer that he just got finished doing a little lob to himself and throwing it between his legs. Still, y'all remember that? That was this past summer he did it.
I don't know, man. I'm that sad.
I'm sorry.
He must have slipped the disc when he did that, and that's why he can't do shit now.
He can't do nothing. And the Kings play OKC tonight, 10 p.m. NBA TV. Watch, and they're gonna get smoked because There's no one on that Thunder team that is going to lose to the Kings right now, especially after that whole Melo ejection nonsense, which was the biggest bull I've ever seen.
Yeah. Shit.
It's ridiculous. The Kings are a bad team right now. For the future, we look good.
Mm-hmm.
Right now,
we're looking good right now, though. Surprisingly, the Knicks. Yes, I'm so shocked. I knew Porzingis was going to do well, but he is beasting right now. Granted, he ain't doing nothing but scoring and getting like rebounds because I think he's averaging like one assist a game.
Yeah. You posed the question.
What? No, wait, I just want to say something about Porzingis. And I want to say something about the Knicks. The Knicks are right now, Knicks are must-see basketball. Porzingis is so much fun to watch.
Sing it.
And he does it on both sides of the court. He might be averaging like what, 1-2 blocks a game?
Two. 2.2.
Dude, but you don't see how many shots he affects like when that they limb. Come in. Dude. He's so good. If Cantor was...
You ain't got to sell us.
Yo, if Cantor was a little...
You don't want to ask him in a better position.
Yo, no. Yo, if Cantor was a little bit better defensively...
Cantor's doing, what, 12 and 14?
I know.
I think like 25 minutes. I didn't know.
Yo, he's just not mobile enough to like...
And he sucks on defense.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible on defense.
But yo, he's really good
double,
to play.
Double in 25 minutes?
Yo, he plays back to the basket. That's perfect with fucking Porzingis. So. Yeah.
30. 8. And 2 blocks.
Dude, he's
he
a superstar.
He just turned 22 this
he's
past summer.
He's a superstar.
He just turned 22.
Last season, he was averaging 18 points a game. Now he's averaging 30.
Yeah, he's got to make up for it. Yo, Tim Hardaway Jr. Yo.
No, 50% shooting right now.
Yo, French Frank doesn't look bad either.
Yeah, he's looking good.
Tilakina.
Yeah.
He looks good.
Frankie Smokes.
I had him on my fantasy team for a little bit.
Yo, he's long as hell, dude.
He
plays good defense. No.
He's eye worthy. Yeah. I see you. You do it good.
Nah, but he's good. He's going to be good. And he's only what? He's 19 too. Or 18. 18. Dude, you guys got nothing to worry about. How old is Kristaps?
Just turned 22.
Just
in
turned
August.
It.
I'm gonna leave right now. Thank you for having me.
Young boy. What's it saying? Philly? Young boy.
Young boy.
Young boy. You posed a question, though.
Why did you do this?
Why?
Okay.
You made us write it on the board, too. Mm-hmm. He was proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it would spark a good conversation.
It ain't.
Plus, I mean, like, I like talking about the Kings, whether it's good or bad, just because, like no one entertains my conversation.
The question.
All right. The question was, who has a better outlook, the Kings or the Knicks? Now.
All right. That's this week's episode.
No. Who's in 5 years, who will be better, the Kings or the Knicks? All right, like let me pose the positives and negatives on each side, right?
Okay.
All right, positives for who we want to start off with the Kings. I'll start off with the Kings, and you start off and you do the Knicks. Okay.
Okay.
Positives: the Kings have 5 rookies, all 4 of them of which from promising like college programs, and Frank Mason, Harry Giles, De'Aaron Fox, and Justin Jackson. They got the best player from Europe right now, which is Bogdan Bogdanovic. Luka, whatever is coming, he's going to be a top player.
They have the best player from Europe?
Yeah.
What about Kristaps?
No, the guy that just came back from Europe.
Oh.
No.
Recently.
No, recently. The guy that was the guy.
I think he's not the best player in the league.
I was just going to wait my turn.
Sorry, I could let that one slide. I apologize. It won't happen again.
It's all good. They have tons of cap space.
Be clear.
Tons of cap space, a new arena, and a lovable players – defensive-minded coach.
Okay.
Their negatives, they play in Sacramento. They play in Sacramento. Yo, the Kings, yo, in the history, you can look it up. The best free agent the Kings have ever signed in the history of the franchise since moving to Sacramento, it's probably like John Salmons. I mean, like, no superstars or impact player. No, actually, to be honest, it's probably George Hill. It's probably George Hill.
Oh, that
And
more.
He's having a terrible
Zach
year.
Zach Randolph. Don't forget about Big Zach.
I know.
How's he been?
Zach Randolph looks like a fat Eddie Winslow from Family Matters. I'm telling you that. That's exactly what he looks like.
Yo, he looks just like.
Yo, he looks like chubby Eddie Winslow. Like, that's who I see. I mean, he's been.
So he smoked and ate all summer?
Yeah.
He got his money guaranteed. Yeah. So I'm done.
Yeah. Yo, I mean, he can still bang in the post and stuff, but, like, don't expect him to get back on defense for everyone else. I mean.
What is he, like, 36?
37.
Or at all.
37. Sounds yeah. All right, the Knicks. What are their positives? They have Porzingis. They have Tilakino, who looks promising as well. They have Kevin's favorite player, Ron Baker. They have the same haircut.
Don't do that to me.
And they have the positive of being.
You said they got the same haircut.
Yeah, him and Bobby got the same haircut. And they got the positive of playing in New York City. Playing in New York City. Playing the best arena in all sports.
The Mecca.
And the like, even if you don't sign a big contract with the Knicks, like you do well for them. The amount of endorsements you get, like just for being in this, like whatever.
If we negatives
for the Knicks, they play in New York City, the most critiqued like sporting city in the world.
Cutthroat.
And the
management
most,
sucks.
I was gonna say Dolan James Dolan. Sucks. Dolan. That's it.
When you get somebody new in there, that's the only concern. If Kristaps leaves, that's the concern. If he stays, he will attract more people. In like 5 years, 3 years, he's gonna be like a top five player.
People gonna want to.
He's
gonna
be like
him.
Top 10 by next people year. People gonna want to
play
after. With
him. Dude, he's playing like a top three player right now.
I agree. I'm putting at the floor. I didn't even give you the ceiling. I don't want to.
Not.
I'm just trying to be realistic.
Now that I think about it,
he has potential to be the best player in the league.
This was the dumbest post question of all time by me because now it's just gonna be like everyone shit on the Kings and.
But I also want to talk to you about.
I would never do that.
I want to talk to you about your college prospects.
Okay.
And how.
I mean, the Kings are the worst team in the league.
No. I want to talk specifically about Frank Mason.
Okay. I love Frank Mason.
A lot of
he deserves do. He deserves to be playing over George Hill. He's
most
De'Aaron Fox and them been playing over George Hill.
Most people who stay in college all 4 years is because they have to.
Okay.
I don't see him bowling well in the NBA.
I disagree. I completely disagree. I'm not even lying.
Tell me why. Tell me what skills he has that make you think he's going to be at least a starting point guard in this league.
Well, he's college player of the year last year. So I mean, I'm just saying. I didn't say he's going to be a starting point guard.
I don't watch.
I think he's going to be a solid backup veteran.
College since 89.
I think he's going to be a solid backup. He looks like
wait. So a solid backup veteran. How's that bowling for the Kings? Is what I'm asking you.
That's what I'm saying. Because
you said you have five. You said what four.
Well, what I'm saying, his ceiling is a solid backup point guard. He's like the number one, number two guard off the bench.
All right, so you're saying in years he'll be back up De'Aaron Fox. That's what you're saying. That's
exactly,
ceiling.
And that's exactly what I wanted.
So what's De'Aaron Fox's ceiling?
Oh, man. De'Aaron Fox, he's the fastest player I've seen with the ball.
Okay,
like,
I'll give
ever.
You that. And Justin
he's
Jackson.
Got like – Justin Jackson, he's a rotational player. Like you know, like a seven-man, eight-man rotation, like seventh or eighth guy. I mean, he just shoots well. He's a 3-and-D guy. There's nothing exceptional about him.
How does this bode well in your future? You just said that one of your players is a backup veteran.
Listeners, that was genuine concern
in
your own voice.
All right, you guys. Well, I didn't bring up the other. We haven't
man in a rotation.
We have a solid shooter off the bench. Off the bench, Buddy Hield. Will be a solid shooter off the bench. Just let me just go.
I'm letting you
rock. You got Scala BCA, who is like 19 years
old.
He's
a monster. I had him on my fantasy squad.
But the thing is, he weighs less than one of my thighs. Like, he is – he gets tossed around. He was getting tossed around by like what's his name? Like, P.J. Tucker, like, the other day, dude. Like, it was – I mean, P.J. Tucker's like a hefty dude, but he's got like 6 inches on him. And we got Willie Cauley-Stein, who I think is going to be a good defensive player. Yo, we need to hit the jackpot in this draft, like, so bad. Because I think De'Aaron Fox will be a superstar. I think Bogdan Bogdanovic is going to be our starting shooting guard. Buddy Hield, Frank Mason off the bench. Scal and WCS, which is Willie Cauley-Stein, at the five. And we need a small forward swingman coming out of this draft. Whether it's Begley or Michael Porter, whatever those guys' names are, the guy from Europe, Luka, we need a top three pick, and the Kings are doing everything, they're doing everything to try to win, but they're just not winning, so they're gonna get a top three pick, hopefully.
Congrats.
Anyways,
you know,
sorry,
I feel so bad for the Kings just listening to you trying to get it together.
Listen to me try to justify them, and I live on the East Coast. I've been to Sacramento once in my life. All my friends are Knicks or Nets, some of Nets fans, and like they're
really
like,
say much
dude, I get when I try to talk about basketball, they not literally, but they shit on me like as much as possible.
Not literally
shit on me.
Hey,
not,
Ed,
fuck that game. Just lay down. Let me pop a squat on top of you.
But the Knicks, the way that Kristaps has taken his game to like.
the next level so fast. Mm-hmm. What, 10 games in the season?
Mm-hmm. Don't be shocked. People going to want to play Dude, with
he's,
him.
He's a legitimate MVP candidate if the Knicks make the playoffs. Legitimate MVP candidate.
I'm just happy for what?
All right. Yeah, I'm just saying. You know, mean, do you want to make the playoffs? Do you want to make the playoffs?
We shouldn't, but it might be encouraging for his development. Maybe another losing season isn't that good. How many more games we got to play.
Once Noah signed through.
I think another three.
Dude, they're going to.
Another three.
I was just reading.
I don't know if he has any options. They're going to make it $16
million. They're going to. What's that guy's name? Munzingis, whatever his name is?
Oh, yeah. They're looking to move him. They're looking to make room for Noah. Why?
Noah's going to. Munzingis is a sharpshooter. You need him to.
Huh? He had guaranteed money. Might as well use his ass.
Dude, Munzingis spreads the floor.
They have so many centers, though.
If he comes back in December, he's out again by February for pretty much the season. The front court
is so packed, though. They have him, Kyle O'Quinn, Enes Kanter, and KP.
Yeah.
Dude,
and he hasn't Beasley's been productive in season.
Yo, Beasley is garbage. Also, you know, underrated weirdest person in NBA. I'll say
I took
by
Beasley
that.
With my last pick in the draft. I was like, yo, it's a sleeper pick. I promise. I was like, yo,
he's not doing good or he's injured, right?
No, he's playing.
He's a head
case. There you go.
There's something wrong with him. I honestly think there's something wrong.
You
with
see,
him.
Though, he was a beast in college too. 28 points per game.
Yeah, but he left after a rookie season.
So did what's the other kid? Oh, he's I don't like to call him bust, but they just didn't live up to their potential. Him, what's that other kid? Adam Morris.
Mm. Adam Morrison? Yeah, but he had diabetes. I mean, like he couldn't.
That's not why he couldn't shoot.
Yeah, he couldn't.
I hate to say
that was so deep.
No, but that's not why.
My insulin.
He couldn't physically be on the court like for mad long. He was they were giving him insulin shots on the Lakers.
Yo, time out.
I gotta chill.
I'm about to pass out.
Yeah, I gotta chill.
That's not why.
God bless, man.
Dude, he was the number one pick of the Charlotte Bobcats franchise. Like their first pick.
Jordan can't draft well either though.
He's terrible.
His best pick has been Kemba Walker. He loves like these these tall white boys who don't do nothing, like Frank Kaminsky, Cody Zeller. He like lives off of them.
Yeah, I don't know why. Yeah. That's mad weird.
He got Malik Monk this season in the draft by luck. He fell to him.
Yeah. Everyone thought the Kings were gonna pick up Monk.
He really does not draft well.
With the 10th. And reunite Monk and De'Aaron Fox in the back. That would have been better. I'd do that. Trade Buddy Hield. Dude, Buddy Hield's got the biggest teeth.
Nah, you got a bright future, man. Stay in it. You have any more we move on thoughts or observations
about
the NBA in general?
Games? The NBA. I mean, teams, I'll tell you right now. NBA is the number one sports league in the world. Yeah, the NFL's fallen off so hard. Yeah. And it has nothing to do with these. It has nothing to do with like the protests and shit like that, because I'm not against that. Like, everyone has the right to express their God given right as Americans and whatnot. But, yo, the games have just not been good this year. There's been like four good games. I mean, there's been like maybe five, but it's just they're blowouts or it's just sloppy football.
There's been so many injuries too. Yeah, it's been like notable players. Name.
Crazy. It just hasn't been good this year. I mean, and also like a bunch of the teams that you always expect to be good are not like attracting fans anymore. I mean, like, don't get me wrong, I actually enjoy watching the Eagles play because they're fun and the Rams and the Chiefs, but like. Dude, the Patriots suck and people are losing interest. Giants are the worst team in football.
Oh, yeah, it's done.
The Jets are playing better than Giants. That's ridiculous. Yeah. I'm a Jets fan. That's ridiculous.
The Patriots are like 6-2, right?
But they're getting by like the skin of their teeth.
But man, if we said they won the Super Bowl at the end of the season, would you be shocked?
No.
Exactly. No. But you know, a lot, well, supposedly people are saying like the reason why there's a lack of competition is because training camp opened, was it later or earlier this season? And like now they don't practice with pads on. It's a bunch of stuff. A lot of changes that they renegotiated for so that there wouldn't be as much contact. Mm. So that's why the games don't look as like. So there's like the early games in the season, people were treating it as preseason because in the preseason, a lot of the starters weren't even playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, true that.
It doesn't make sense to play.
They don't get paid.
Somebody got injured.
Yeah.
Like season ending. No, it doesn't make any sense. Yeah,
and they don't get paid to play in the preseason.
Yeah.
Dude, they play preseason games like what? It's in August, like early August.
Early August. Like the Hall of Fame game is like the 2nd of August every year. And then like 2 weeks later is when they start the rest.
No one's watching preseason games. I mean, like I go to my boy's house, but we're pregaming before like we go out. They'll put on a preseason game. I'd rather listen to music and throw on like America's Funniest Videos. Without question.
I'm not gonna lie, nah. When the Hall of Fame game comes back around, I do watch it. Like I watch like the first quarter because like, I'm just kind of excited. Football is back in general, so I'm like, yeah, let me cut it on real quick. But I can't sit there and watch the entire game because it's like nothing's happening. Most of the time, the stars aren't even playing. Like this year, Dak Prescott, none of the starters play for the Cowboys.
It's just not worth it at all. That's the thing. You can't have these like exhibitions and scrimmages in such a physical because there's no reward. It's just pure risk.
The one thing I don't like, I think the NFL is messing up with, is this these forced London games.
Sending what? Blake Bortles over there? Like,
yo, he's
these teams are just
isn't he like he's killing over there?
Yeah,
though.
Yeah, he's undefeated.
They keep sending the Jaguars,
the Jaguars, the Cleveland Browns. Like London's no one wants to watch them play. Maybe they're not selling that well in London, like because you're not sending the proper teams out there. And granted, I know the big teams would never agree to go. Yeah. But it's just like,
well, they're trying to get a team in London within the next 10 years.
They tried. They're gonna be running. No, remember, you guys don't remember they had NFL Europe. Years ago, that was like what, 10, 12 years ago? I remember in a Madden, they had like the NFL Europe teams in there for a little. It was like 1 year.
Oh, yeah. I remember like me and my friends, like, dude, you know, we play like three randoms, and then someone gets like an NFL Europe team. It's like, yo, I got to go again.
And it was just a shitty team. And now they're trying to branch out to London. But
they should just bring back the XFL.
But it goes back to what you were saying, though, about how like the NBA is like the number one sports league because like the NBA is everywhere. Yeah. Global.
Yeah.
Global. NFL is just trying to break into London.
Yeah.
Dude. NBA is global.
They got it here domestically. Everywhere. But
they have like what? Globally? It's like they're represented by like 48 different countries in the league. Like NBA. Yeah. NBA. Yeah. So many. Growing.
That's the NFL's fault though also. Because they want to hide the play. They want to focus on the shield and not the players as personalities themselves. Yeah. Mm. Where the NBA actually pushes their players forward. Like, hey, be yourself, you know?
Yeah. And that's, I mean, the rosters on the NBA are smaller too. So it's easier to like, you know, pick out a player you like and stuff rather than like a, like, you know, like a hunter man.
Show
them. But even like quarterbacks, like NFL's like the shield. All the commercials and the advertising at halftime is like the shield always. Yeah. NBA is like, oh, NBA cares. They show LeBron James, all these random people, you know, whatever, doing some community service. But you see these people.
They're not getting punished when they speak out.
But like even in Madden, they had James Harden and Chris Paul. And
the average, that is for crazy. Madden.
How you got two basketball players?
You got two basketball players advertising your football game?
Dude, NBA That's, sells.
You think
NBA
it's going to be better than the NFL in a couple of years?
I mean, quality-wise, it already is. And dude, globally, it is.
No, globally, it is. Globally,
it's just domestically.
But they make some – the NFL makes
like the
way more money. Yeah.
Dude. Like the Super Bowl is the most watched thing ever. I'm interested to see what that does, if that drops as well.
NFL makes so much money.
I don't know. They got Justin Timberlake for the Super Bowl.
Everyone
needs to watch. Is Janet Jackson coming out? She's coming out. I bet you Janet Jackson.
They need the ratings, so maybe.
They won't let Colin in. I'll let Janet back.
Yeah, I'll bet.
No, they said she's not banned.
No, she's not banned. They said she's not banned.
They made a statement,
And she released a statement, if Justin Timberlake will have me, I'm down to come. She's coming. I'll bet anyone $5.
Nobody wants to see that old titty. Keep on Justin. Really
I'd like to see the titty.
Want to bet me $5?
You want to see that old titty?
Just to see.
Yeah, you look at $5.
You want to see the titty aged?
I just want to see the titty.
How does
Janet? It depends who's in the Super Bowl. Might not even watch.
How does Janet? I don't want
to
see it.
I just want to see the titty.
She just had a baby, too. They're full of milk.
I just want to see the titty.
or they drop.
Gravity does affect.
She rich. She'll
get it. Yeah, she knows how to do it.
Exactly. She might get them done before the game.
I'm not interested in hearing nothing, Janet.
Nah, I don't even care.
Nor Justin. And I love Justin. Yeah. But it ain't happening. You ain't enough of a draw.
All right, fine. Bring out NSYNC. I'll be fine.
I'm sitting at home like, let me see if these motherfuckers do it.
We ain't even meeting up this year.
Huh?
For the Super Bowl?
Damn. What'd you say?
Meeting up this year?
Oh, it depends who's playing.
Yeah.
Nah, I'll meet up. I'll meet up if one of y'all playing.
Just want to see the titty.
Dude, Super Bowl, that's the best time. You just have a potluck. Everyone brings food, wings, you know, sliders, whatever. Beer. I think this is the first year I'm going to take off the day after Super Bowl. Mm. I've never done it before. And that way I can get fucked up.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to take off that Monday?
Yeah, take it off. It should be a national holiday.
That's true. It's like regularly the least productive day of the year or something like that.
And the day after every single company's holiday party.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
I don't understand why company holiday parties are on like on a Friday or something.
Yeah, I know.
At least a Thursday.
My shit's on a Thursday. And I'm
you're lucky.
You lucky.
But I told him, I was like, look, no one's going to be here the next day. And if they are here, it's going to be snail slugging all over the place.
You want to see
coughing
me?
Yeah, the best part about the holiday, I mean, the last three holiday parties for my company, I've taken off the day.
What day have y'all been on?
Tuesdays.
Oh.
And this year's on a Wednesday. This year's on a Wednesday. Shout out to Violetta.
They moving up.
For changing it.
Ooh.
Violetta.
It's going to be a snail.
And they want y'all to get up at 8 o'clock and be at work the next day. That's crazy.
The thing is, yo, it's I've only gone to work one day after the holiday party. And everyone is, yo, everyone's eating like Five Guys for lunch and shit. Like just eating the greasiest shit. Everyone's talking about like
what happened.
Yo, did you see them over there grinding?
That's the fun part.
Yo, we had that
is the same people beat their real selves. Yeah.
Oh yeah, dude, it gets pretty scandalous at like our holiday parties.
And you go cool.
And, yeah, it's fun. Oh, but
transitioning from that, we should talk about first kiss.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Please, in the dudes.
All right, I was having a random conversation with a bunch of people the other day at my office, to be honest. And we were talking about, like, one of my coworkers was talking about how one of her kids, who's in third grade, asked what the middle finger meant because she saw one of the older kids giving the middle finger and stuff. And she told him, like, what it meant and stuff and whatnot. And she was like, I want my son to come up to me and tell me like what's going on so that I can help him out so he's not embarrassed in front of his friends. And I was like, oh, that's a good thing. And I was like, but you know, he's like probably already, you know, like flirting with girls and stuff. She goes, shut up. No, he's in third grade. I was like, I had my first kiss in fifth grade. So your son's not too far off. And I can tell you exactly where it was. Like, I don't know the exact date, but I can tell you what was going on and why it happened. I was in fifth grade, 1998, game one, Yankees versus Padres World Series. One of my boys, and one of my fifth grade boys, had, his birthday party. We were playing spin the bottle. You know when you play spin the bottle and you land on, like, a person once, you, like, you know, give him a kiss on the cheek.
Yeah.
You spin again. Like,
I don't know about that rule.
You land on.
With that tongue.
You know, there's different variations. There's different variations where you go. You spin it twice. I mean, you spin it again. You land on the person the second time, and you give him a kiss on the lips.
Oh, wow.
And then, like, you know, time passes. You spin it a third time. You, that person, got to go to the closet and stuff.
And talk?
No, for, like, 7 minutes. That's, like, 7 minutes in heaven right there.
Yeah. So
that happened with me and a young girl who was the same age as me, by the way.
Yeah, back in 1998. Yeah.
Make
clarify.
That clear. Yeah.
We were both, like,
trying to shut 11 down.
Yeah. No one's trying to
pull. Doing this?
Not trying to pull Weinstein here. Not trying to pull Weinstein. Yeah, but that was the first time I kissed. I remember it was the sloppiest thing ever. Like I had saliva on like my eyelashes. Like it was terrible. But after that, I was.
I should get up there.
Yeah, we were sitting on the floor. I don't know, dude. It was my first kiss ever. I mean, it was terrible. It was pitch black in a coat closet. There's fucking not even North Face, is Bear. You know Bear Bubble Jacks. Remember the Bears?
Yeah.
Dude, all smacking me in the face and stuff. It was a good time. First kiss. And since then, I have improved my technique, and I think I'm pretty well off. Kevin, when was your first kiss?
I don't even remember.
You don't remember when you had a first kiss ever?
No. Like, I used to – I had a babysitter, and girls would come in and out. You know, when you're talking – the one I remember first is probably third grade. But
I thought you were gonna say you hooked up with your babysitter. I was like,
No. But I feel like just remember the first I remember is like in third grade. It's just the like true and dare or something.
Yeah.
So that's the first. Like,
I feel like a late bloomer now.
But I feel like it's before that though. But I can't pinpoint.
You
definitely had, third grade. I recall
like a makeout kiss. I meant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In third, like before third grade.
Probably. Jesus. But definitely third. I remember. Yeah.
Dangerous liaisons over here.
What was living?
Yeah. What about you?
It was third as well.
Jesus, I'm a late boomer. What about you? You?
Yeah, was it third? Yeah, that was third grade, yeah.
Damn, mine was in sixth grade.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, it was third grade.
Nice.
But I had the issue of being short.
Yo, I was.
And these girls were way taller than me.
Yeah, I used to get beat up by all the girls.
Nah, that wasn't happening. That wasn't happening. You ain't picking me up. It was weird as I seen someone get picked up. And it was one of the weirdest things I ever witnessed. Wait, like
the girl picked him up and started making out with him?
No, like she picked him up. She picked him up but she didn't pick him up to kiss him. She picked him up and threatened him. Like she was big. And I'll tell you guys who it was when we finished this podcast. But basically, y'all know who he is.
Big Shirley?
I know who it was.
But yeah, she picked him up, but yeah, that shit was crazy. That's when I was like, nah, I know I'm short, but like, I'm not, the, you're not going to disrespect me dude, in front
to
of
get,
my friends.
I was, I'm short now, but I used to, girls used to toss me around in the schoolyard when I, like, from like the ages of like one to like fifth grade. And I remember like one time, like, I had like, I went to Catholic school and I had the pocket of my shirt ripped down. And my mom was like, "What happened?" And I was like, "It's like the girls are too rough." Oh, and she goes, God. "She goes, I don't care who it is, whoever hits you, you hit them back.
You hit them back."
I remember I fucking punched a girl in the throat. Like, I was like, boom. Dude, I was in so much trouble. My mom was like, "I didn't tell you to fucking hit them."
Bro, beat the shit out of them.
I just did like one of those counters. Like,
I would say though, I was nervous to have my first kiss, and I don't know why.
Really.
Yeah, I don't know why. It was like,
I mean, you just didn't, you didn't want to like do it wrong. And plus, girls talk. Everyone like, you didn't want like.
But she had braces too.
Oh man, oh. So you probably had some like leftover lasagna in there too. Right?
Nah, I trusted her. I'll put it that way. But it was just like, one, I didn't want to get no like. It was so, now that I'm thinking about it, like, she didn't know really what she was doing, so the tongue was going everywhere.
No one knows what they're doing.
Now I see why the saliva got on your eye.
Yeah,
I was
dude,
thinking
yo, dude,
about
it was like. Like, also, it was pitch black, dude. Like, I was, like, trying to kiss. I didn't know what to
do. Were you taller than her? She taller than you?
No, we were, like, kneeling. Yo, we were under. Yo, so, yo, look. I'm telling you right now. I can tell you. We're both sitting Indian style, like, in a dark-ass closet underneath the coat. Like, the coats are right above us. So, like, I'm trying, like, to, like, grab her. She's, like, it was just bad. But I'm a better man for it. That's all I'm saying.
I'm glad.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Topic: when too old to partay.
Ooh, spicy.
Oh man, all right. it's a very tough subject. I think I'm older than everyone here, right? I'm 29. How old are you guys?
God damn. 26.
26.
Damn, that sucks. So you guys are gonna be feeling like me in like 3 years. All right, like all my friends are either engaged or like married. Or like in serious relationships and stuff. So like we have like a different mindset of what we want to do when we go out. Like I have like some boys that are single, but like we also like hang out with like our boys that are in couple, like are dating and shit. So when we go out, the couples, they want to go to a place where, I mean, there's music, but they want to like sit down. They want to have like cocktails and shit. They want to like maybe grab dinner. Like me and my boys want to go and we want to talk to like people of the opposite sex and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
So at the same time, like, there's arguments all the time. Like, my boys who have girls want to hang out, and they don't want to go to places like that, or they don't want to go to, like, clubby shit, or they don't want to go to, like, bars that technically have younger people and whatnot. And we got into a huge argument around, like, Halloween based on, like, do we want...
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
to all dress up and buy like a ticket to, you know, a club or one of those shits. Or did we want to do something else? We ended up all going out to dinner for my friend's birthday.
For Halloween?
Yeah. Wow. I mean, like, on October 28th. Huh. I mean, meanwhile, I'm dressed like a squirrel sitting there eating, like pasta and shit. I ended up going out to a house party after, went to a bunch of bars. Like, it ended up being fun. But it's just, like, things, like, as a single man and also as, like, a guy who has no sense of age at all, I just don't see myself slowing down anytime soon, and I feel like I'm getting
love it.
I like it, but like I feel like I don't know. I don't understand when it's too old to stop the party. Like for example, I want to do SantaCon this year. Mm-hmm. I bet you I can't get any of my friends to do that shit.
We are.
You can't get none.
I mean, I'm sure if you guys do it, I'll probably hang out with you guys. If you guys will have me, but
if
like,
you guys have me,
I can't like. Like, I used to roll out with a group of, like, 15, 20 people all the time. And now it's just, like, me and two dudes. And we just have to, like, link up with whoever we find out. Like, it's hard, you know?
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
To answer your – when's it – I don't think it's ever too old. It's just the frequency for me.
Okay, you know? Yeah, frequency makes
sense. Not the type – I've never been a clubby person.
I'm not a clubby person either, but I'm down to, like, go to
like
a place –
I'm like, dive bar, you know, I just – That's like my thing. Yeah, but I also don't take over. Like, if the group wants to go to a club, I'll go to a club if you let me know. I'm just not going out. My availability just isn't what it was.
Yeah.
Because I'm older. I'm also now in relationships. It's a combination of the both. But you can still get me out if you let me know. And you can still get me out by myself. It doesn't have to be me and my girlfriend when we do stuff.
I feel like so, that you're a specific, like, special case. I guess, like, with my friends, it's, like, different, you know?
Yeah.
Because they're just like my friend is engaged to this chick, and they just bought a house in my town. Oof. They just bought a house.
That's wild.
It's crazy.
We also don't have kids, too. So.
They have kids?
That's when.
Nah, the only friends that have kids are like all my college boys.
And that's what would change things for me if I have a kid.
Oh, yeah. Well, that changes things for everyone.
Yeah.
So. Changes things for everyone.
That's just me. What about you guys?
I don't know. I don't think you're ever too old to party. Like, I see like a lot of like older men sometimes like hitting on younger girls. I'm like, yo, if you're single, live life, have fun.
Yeah, but I don't want to be that older dude at the bar hitting on girls who are like 25.
If you enjoy it, do you?
I guess I'm just like that self conscious about what everyone's thinking. I don't want
to. Oh, see, you just nailed it right there.
Exactly.
You just nailed
that's
it.
That's what society
that's the
does.
Issue.
They put
that's
they put
the issue.
These
you're not doing
your
nothing
mind,
illegal.
Make you doubt yourself.
Yeah,
that's
I just
the
don't,
issue.
But I just don't want them to be like, why the fuck is this guy?
So you let other people's thoughts impede your happiness?
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Hell no.
I do that shit all the time.
No, I think I agree with Kevin, though. Like, it's just more like the frequency. Yeah. Like, you definitely can't get me out on back-to-back weekends.
Yeah.
Like, that's just not happening anymore. When me and... Yo, we used to go out all the time. Like, weekdays through the weekend. Like, just nonstop.
Yo, the thing is, like, also, like, with... Yo, my friends are down, like, in regards to back-to-back weekends. They'll do back-to-back weekends, but they won't do back-to-back days.
Oh,
but
that's impossible. You could get me back-to-back days is impossible.
I mean, I'll still do back-to-back days, but at the same time...
I recover
time,
like Logan instead of Wolverine.
the cousins. I mean, not the cousins. The couples, the things they want to do, sometimes they're a little more expensive than like just going to a bar and stuff. They want to sit down and have dinner, and I'm dropping like $96 at dinner.
And then sometimes it is.
And then they want to go out after, and I'm like... It's like, well, I just spent half the money I wanted to spend out.
Just meet them after
then. But if they're going to a good restaurant, I want to try it.
That's why you gotta have cool couple friends.
Mm-hmm. No, I all
who
my
about that life. Who
to all my
friends with this 40?
Yeah, we ain't trying to go there. We trying to meet
to all my friends who are in couples, listen to this. I love you all, and I'm not singling you guys out.
Sometimes
I just feel left out. Sometimes I feel left out.
We don't do the dinner too often. Maybe at the bar. What bar y'all going to? Where we going? All right, cool.
Yeah.
Y'all
better have bar bites.
Word. Get some fries, baby. Oh, no. Get the chips. Give me
any tizers?
Chips.
Nah, I feel you guys.
Chips and some pretzels. But I don't think you ever get too old to party. What you think?
Nah, I think if you old partying and you're older, it's kind of cool. So, I don't know.
I think the older you get, though, your
income really coming in.
Word. The older you get, the older environment shit changes.
Yeah, actually, it's going to be a
different
scene.
That's true. That's
you can't
true.
Be in, like, the
low sketch.
You can't be in, like, 13 step.
Yeah, like,
Continental.
Yeah.
They're closing it down.
I know.
Rest in peace, Continental.
You know what I saw? Still got another? Chris sent us that picture. You know the only thing I noticed?
What?
The price went
up.
That's the first thing I noticed. I was like... No. 5 for 12.
Oh.
I was like, these niggas, I didn't deal with
that. Yeah, well, yeah, that's
yeah, it was 5 for 10, right?
Five for 10.
Yeah, it was 5 for 10.
That's
and
a perfect break on that 20.
That's the only thing I knew. I was like, 5 for 12.
There's two things about that bar I always remember. I mean, there's three things about that bar I always remember. One, 5 for 10. Everyone knows that.
Love
two,
it.
There was always one urinal almost filled with vomit. Oh, yo, someone puked in there. And three, they always had Pulp Fiction playing in the background. And,
nah,
and
they be having some bomb-ass movies on
yo,
in the
background. Every time I go, projector. It's always Pulp.
But they don't have the sound. I didn't know they had TVs.
Dude, they play, yo, they play Pulp Fiction, and then they got Flo Rida's Greatest Hits playing over it. I mean, it sucks.
That canceled.
I never went past the bar. Like, I never went to use the bathroom.
No, they have the huge.
It's in the back, right?
Yeah.
I only was in there.
And they had, like, tables in there back there.
We get
every time I was in there. Bad nights.
Yeah. Where
oh, man.
Five shots of anything.
Yo, the thing
out.
Is, they'd
people
be like,
doing rounds of shots.
Yeah, the people would be like,
you up?
Yeah.
Yo, the $10 was the best. It was like just the perfect, as Kev said, perfect $20 split.
Split.
You get your two rounds if you make it to that. Most of the time, everyone just got one round.
Yeah.
$10, and by the time, with our group, that was like, what, five shots each of some nonsense like that?
Yeah, but then,
and
I mean.
And you'd be stumbling
yeah,
out.
Yeah, man.
They would trick. They'd be like, yo, you want five shots? They'd be like, yeah, let me give Jameson. Like, yeah, we'll give you Jameson. It's just like some random whiskey. Some random whiskey. It wasn't Jameson. No, I was down with it. I don't give
they
a shit.
They give you all the well drinks, all the well alcohol. They closed in August 2018. Oh. Yeah,
like the house.
I'm going to have to go there respect. One more time.
Wait,
one more time?
August 2018?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm going to have to go there one more time.
You might have to do a podcast from there. Yeah, you guys should do a podcast from there.
Beginning of the summer when it gets warm.
It's going to be 5 for 15.
I'm talking about that.
Either not, they either not come out or edited heavily.
Boy, you gonna hear spikes falling. Yeah. Kev done left us.
Dude. Yeah, I was like, you shouldn't have said that. Edit that in post.
Give another round. You just hear a slurring as the top goes on.
Yeah.
Oh, man. We should definitely hit that up in June-ish when it gets closer towards the closing time. What we got?
What's next, Ed?
I don't know what the fuck I was about to just say. Urban legends.
All right. I got a story to tell you guys.
Hey.
All right. Do you ever, you know those stories where you hear from someone and then someone tells you a story and then it goes around and goes around and goes around and you don't know, like, if it's true or, like, you don't know, like, where the story changed or anything like that? I've got two stories for you guys. And you can tell me if you believe me or not.
Mm-hmm.
The first story, it's like, 2 or 3 degrees of separation. Like, I know the girl that this story originated from it's a friend of hers. And this girl is like a very trustworthy. I mean, trust me, this girl does not have the imagination to come up with something like this. So I'm not going to use anybody's names because it's all ridiculous.
Yeah.
So
we won't get you.
We spread love on Cool.
Yeah.
So this girl was always on Bumble and stuff. And she had like,
bless her brain cells.
Yeah. Bumble. She had very bad luck before. Like, you know, she would get stood up, or the guys never looked like, you know, who they were.
Yeah,
they'd hit and flee, stuff like that. So she matches with this guy on Bumble. She matches with this guy on Bumble, and they're talking for like a couple weeks. She's like a little shaky and whatnot. And he goes, hey, after 2 weeks, he's like, hey, can I take you to the dinner on the Upper East Side? She agrees, and she goes to the Upper East Side. She's standing outside the restaurant for like 10 minutes. She's like, wow, I just got stood up again. I'm never doing this. She calls a guy and he's like, I've been inside. Come inside. I'm sitting down. She goes inside. The guy is very handsome, tall, whatever, sitting at a table, orders them apps and whatnot. They're having a great conversation. Midway through the dinner, all of a sudden she feels like the biggest rumble in her fucking stomach, like the biggest one, which she's like, oh. And then it just goes away. She's like, oh, it's like a passing cloud. Like, it's no big deal.
Please don't tell me.
So she continues having, like, dinner and whatnot. And then she feels it again. But, like, I think everyone here can, like, attest to, like, this feeling. When it happens again, she's sitting straight up in her chair. And she's like, I gotta find a fucking bathroom. And before she can go to the bathroom, she fucking empties her bowels into her pants.
No.
So... by the way, if you think this is the worst part of the story, it's not. So she's bugging out. And by the way, when I say empty her bowels in her pants, it was like in April or whatnot.
What was
she's wearing a dress with leggings.
Oh.
So it's not like logs of poop. It's straight up mud butt. Like, yo,
so it's like running down her thigh.
So like in her head, she's like weighing her options. She's like, what do I do? Do I peace out and like never see this guy again and like ruin like the only good date I've had in a while?
Ooh.
Do I go to the bathroom and like ditch my leggings and then like
have to explain why I don't have them? Do I sit here and like just try to chill in this fucking shit and like hope he doesn't smell it or anything? and she chooses none of those options, and she just chooses option D, which is she tells the guy, she's like, listen, I just had a bad reaction to food. She's pretty much like hysterically crying. I don't know what to do. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, you can never talk to me again. And the guy's like, sees in her face, like calls the waitress over. She's like, can we get this wrapped up? Like, whatever. Like, let's go. He's like, calm down, relax. I live around the corner. Let's go. Let's get you changed off. We'll continue our day somewhere else. And she's like, oh my God, this guy is like the perfect guy. They jump in a cab 3 blocks. She goes to his place. He gives her a towel and changes
clothes.
3 blocks?
Yeah, you better open that window.
Nah, that's messed up. That's messed up. I mean,
she sat on that in the seat.
She's like, yeah, she got like, comfortable. But she got like, it's like a waterbed in her fucking pants.
It's like a window.
So he gives her a change of clothes. He gives her a towel and stuff. She goes to the bathroom and she just blows it up. Like, just keep shitting and whatnot.
The hell she
takes out her cell phone, wallet, puts it on the counter, gets in the shower, showers. Midway through the shower, she hears the door to the bathroom open and close. So she starts bugging out. She's like, hello, is anyone there? Opens the curtain, sees no one. Thinks nothing of it. Finishes showering, gets out of the shower, puts a towel on herself, looks at her cell phone, looks at her wallet, turns around, and the shitty clothes she had, they're missing. So she's like, what the fuck is going on? So the guy does pretty well for himself, lives in an Upper East Side apartment. So she's walking around the apartment looking for the guy, saying his name, can't find him. And then in her head, she's like, oh my God, this guy is doing my laundry downstairs in the laundry room. He is the perfect guy. And then she walks into the kitchen and sees him sniffing her fucking shitty ass panties. Like rubbing like his nose in the fucking shit. She fucking bugs out, runs to the bathroom, locks the door. Guy's banging on the door. You don't understand, blah, blah. She's bugging out. She doesn't know what to do.
You don't understand?
So wait. It's not done. She decides to call the cops. Hysterically crying on the phone, calling the cops. Cop's like, calm down. We don't understand anything you're saying. She starts explaining the story, and the cops stop her midway through the story. They're like, ma'am, are you at this address, at this apartment right now? And she's like, yeah, why? They were like, we'll send someone over soon. Apparently, this guy has a shit fetish. He meets girls on Bumbles, gets to the place before them.
Oh, he
puts a little something in their drink.
Yo!
And fucking brings them back to this place. Now, the thing is, he can't get arrested because it's a natural diuretic. I mean, like, it flushes out your system. There's no trace of it. He doesn't technically sexually assault them. So the cops come. They get the girl out. As the girl's being escorted out, the cops are, like, yelling at him. She's like, you can't do this to fucking normal people. There's people that are actually into shit. Find them. So my question to you guys.
Find them.
Like, fuck, Fred. Come on.
There's three questions. One. How many times has this guy done this to girls and been successful? Like, you know, like, how many girls have actually run out? Like, you know, like I shit myself, I'd fucking
leave. Does he even care about them, or he just wants their shit?
No, he wants their shit, I guess. Number two, what kind of girl would tell a guy she took a shit on the first date, like right there at the restaurant? And three, do you believe the story? Now, I can tell you right now, I know the girl that told me the story swears by it. I believe it. That's all I got to say. That's the first story I've got to tell you guys. Do you guys believe it? Yes or no?
Yes, I believe it.
I don't know, because if you're plotting it out, you're hoping that they tell you, or do you bring it up?
Oh, no. I was told this story by the girl.
No, him in his head. What if she doesn't say anything? Is he going to like... How does he get up?
That's exactly...
But that's the thing. Like, they have to say something because they're in such a position that they can't... They could just leave. But would they...
They could just leave, and then...
I think that's the most... I think that's what she did is the least common.
Yeah, they could just leave, and then nothing happens, and then he just goes for another one and matches with another one. The guy apparently is like, does well for himself, is a good-looking guy, like, very unsuspecting of this type of behavior.
I'm going to say no.
You don't believe it?
No. What I'm going to say is he's probably a scientist. He does well for himself. He probably was sniffing her poop. He needed a little sample so he could tell her what was wrong.
Some
with
stool?
Her. He had a little doctor. He was like, that was that steak you
some
ate.
Some irregular in the stool.
See, they were at a
beloved. But how did the cops know that it was this?
That could
was
be
there.
A lie. That's the part where they make it up. I don't know.
I'm a doctor, officer.
I'm a doctor. She was sick. I smelled it. It was the steak. She had medium rich. She needed medium.
They went to. They had pasta at an Italian restaurant, I know for a fact.
Pasta? No. It was the penne
Alfredo. I'm joking.
Yeah, I don't know.
No one gets penne Alfredo.
Fettuccine
Alfredo.
I don't know if I believe that.
Yeah, all right. Well, this one.
What's the race of this girl? That's supposedly shit on herself.
She's Caucasian.
Okay, I believe it.
Yeah. No, I'm she's black. Hell no, I don't believe her. Lying ass. All
right.
I'm joking. All right. I'm joking.
In regards to that story, it's real because I guarantee you it's real, and I can't dive into it. This one, I'm a little bit more skeptical about. Just because my boy told me, it's like a couple degrees of separation with him. He gets a little wild with his stories, but he gave me visual evidence of this. Uh-oh. All right. So apparently, a couple in Brooklyn.
With the camera going?
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no choice.
A couple in Brooklyn are getting ready for bed, and the wife finds like a candy wrapper, like at the edge of the bed. She like yells at the husband, like, "What the fuck? Like, I told you not to eat in the room. Bed bugs, like whatever, like don't eat here." It's like, "It wasn't me, it was probably you when you were drunk." Whatever. They brush it all, they throw it in the garbage.
I believe this already.
Yeah.
They throw it in the garbage and they forget about it. Like a couple of days later, maybe a week later or so, they find like a bunch of like napkins, random shit like around the house that apparently doesn't belong to either of them. They're getting into arguments on a regular basis in regards to who's leaving all this shit around the house, to the point where they're questioning each other whether the other's having an affair or like they're cheating, especially like in the house. Like, it's like, how stupid are you to have someone who would leave the shit? Like, what is going on? Mm-hmm. It gets to the point where the husband decides to say, let's set up a nanny cam around the house in different spots where we see all these things being left. They're like, all right, fine. They're pretty much calling each other's bluff. Who is lying here? Who's gonna fucking get in trouble? Mm. Everything's fine for a couple weeks. They are not in their apartment like a lot of the time. Maybe travel or some shit like that. So they come back to the apartment one day and they find like fucking whatever on the floor, napkins, wrappers. They're like, all right, let's do it. Put a nanny camera. Let's set it up. They're going through about 2 weeks of footage where they see some movement in the bedroom, and they pause it.
Pass it that way. I don't.
They pause it.
Pass the cap.
No, pass it to Jerome first. Or you want to see it first?
Pause it, and this is the image that they stop on.
What the fuck is that? Is that? Wait. What?
Is that an orgy?
Is that a man getting is that a man getting blown by another man?
The guy laying down is apparently the superintendent of their building, who has been taken.
Yeah, you should
taken, watch out. He's been taking dudes and like hookers to their apartment and like just doing shit with them there. The guy's getting blown by some dude.
It looked like a bear, animal, or something.
And then there's something.
She's the one eating the wrappers. He said that nigga's hairy.
He is.
She's the one leaving the candy wrappers. Yo, that's disgusting.
A super just doing that in your spot.
Yo, and here
they could sue the fuck out of him.
Well, first off, pretty sure that picture was taken in April, so I'm pretty sure there's like a bunch of legal shit going on with them.
You have an apartment?
Sure.
Yeah. Not to mention, like, don't even think about the legal shit. The super's not doing their fucking sheets. Like, they
that's what
back,
I was thinking about
they're
too.
They're coming back and they're sleeping in
and they're sleeping in that.
Orgy sheets?
You can't even clean up after yourself?
You don't have an apartment?
What?
He owned a building. You don't have an apartment?
I don't know. I guess they have a nice bed.
But he has a wife.
He has a Casper mattress. Casper mattress. Wow. The only sleep you should have. There's your sponsor right
now. They ain't paying us.
Yeah. All right. So let me ask you a question. Do you guys believe that?
Yes.
I mean, there's visual. Yes. Yo, that is the scariest thing. Like, yo, I thought it was a ghost.
I didn't know where you were going.
You thought it was a ghost?
I was thinking of Paranormal Activity and, like, some funny-ass like shit. Like, a ghost was eating candy or something.
Yeah, I told one of my coworkers about this. He was dying laughing.
Set up a story maybe, well. I was like, yo, what the
fuck? he made me send him the picture so that he could tell other people the story. And then randomly, like our boy Alderson comes out to me. He goes, "Yo, man, I think I might set up cameras around my apartment. I don't know if I can trust my super now."
That's why, and I when I move into apartments now, especially with Parkchester, I have their lock, and then I have a lock that I get from somewhere else.
Yeah.
So this way, if they want to, because they can't go in your apartment whenever they want to, if you just have your lock. So whoever's listening to this, get your own lock, because supers are acting reckless out here. Yo. I'm so sorry for that.
Also, like, how do you not clean up after? Like, yo,
nigga,
pick up
tissues all over the place.
Candy wrappers.
Yo, pick up the Milky Way wrappers.
Those are probably nut tissues. Too. Oh my god.
That's the, he's like, yo, fuck it, leave it.
Dude, that's like,
they won't know.
It's they won't know. It's me. You're gonna get something. To
yeah, those tissues are like a faded yellow. It's like awful.
Oh, chill, 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 chill. Eggshell white.
Eggshell white. And those are the urban legends, dude. Also, the urban legends where you don't know, like you hear the story pass by. But here's the craziest part about the first story I told you. I was sitting in, I told, like, yo, by the way, when this girl told me, she's like, don't tell nobody. I told fucking everyone I knew. everyone I knew, and they told seven people. So listen to this. I'm chilling at my desk one day, and my boy hits me up. He goes, yo, you won't believe me what my cousin just said to, sent me. So he sends me a screenshot. His cousin went to my high school. His best friend, this girl, is a psychiatrist. And she goes, I have to tell you this story. One of my clients told me this crazy story. And she wrote out the whole story to him. That, first off, where's the patient doctor confidentiality? Where she's not, how's she sharing this story?
Nah, you got to share this story.
And two, yo, that's the story I told a bunch of other people. So, yo, this story's traveling fast.
Well, it's about to travel faster.
I'm telling you right now, yo, if someone tries to tell you that story, you know where you heard it first, right here.
Yeah.
You got it here you first, it cooling out.
Yeah. EJ, bring the goods.
This just in.
Jesus Christ.
God bless both those situations.
People shitting on themselves.
Wow.
Yeah, by the way, I implore you guys to spread the story.
Real quick, though. If you were a girl, fuck that. Nah. If you were on a date with a girl, your first date, right, and she's hot. Bumble date and you shit on yourself, what would you do?
If I shit on myself,
yeah,
I would go to the bathroom and do as much damage control as possible.
Agree.
What about you?
Like, I'm ditching my boxers. Well,
she gave it two rumbles. The first rumble, I'm gone to the bathroom.
The first rumble,
if it just hits me, then yeah, I'm going to the bathroom and doing what I can.
But the first rumble sometimes is like a little sneak, you know, be like a little sneak. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you right now,
just put it away sometimes.
Like, in regards to me, when I go out, like, especially when I'm going out, like, on a good night, I have, like, certain boxers that I wear. Like, I like boxer briefs. Like, you know, like.
Oh, I love them.
I know. Yep. So I feel like if I shit my pants.
They contain everything.
Dude, if I shit my pants, I feel like a good amount.
Yeah,
I feel like a good amount of it will get caught in there.
It does depend.
But wait, okay, let's.
The boxes, I'm smoked.
But listen, though, but if it's the mud butt.
Ooh.
That shit come dripping down your thigh. What you gonna do?
Oh, well, man. If you move quick enough, you might contain it in the boxer brief.
Yeah, yeah, I would agree. I would try to
liquid,
huh?
Yo, if it's tight around the, if it's tight,
you got a little bit of tight, but you can't.
Yo, you gotta take
off. You can't hesitate.
Yo,
you gotta move.
You gotta.
Time is of the essence.
And,
you gotta
and
move.
Yeah, you gotta lift
and
up.
And even if it drip, you can wipe that off with a little soap tissue, yeah, maybe if you save it.
You lift up the toilet seat.
That boxer better live in that garbage in that bathroom.
So wait.
No, you lift up the toilet seat and you dip your ass inside the toilet. And you flush like seven times.
So wait, nah. So wait, what? This guy. Oh, you think he got what? A bandeau? Is that called what are those things called?
What?
It's not a bandeau. What is
this? Oh,
called?
Bidet?
Bidet.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to mutate, yeah. Dipping in the toilet.
Put it back.
You better, out. Yeah, you should just go home, beloved.
Yeah.
Operation failed. All
right, wait, so let's say this, though. If she was wearing leggings, she probably was wearing a thong, so you don't have too much containment in that, yeah, right? Yeah. So let's say you weren't wearing drawers. Like, let's just say, take it to that case. Say you weren't wearing drawers, and you're wearing just jeans, and you shit in your jeans. That's denim, beloved.
I'm going to go.
I don't think
I'm going to hope things were going well, and I'm going to just say.
Just dip.
And like, make up some excuse for the next day.
My dog just got hit by a car. I got to go. I mean, you don't want to risk, like, if the girl's that high, you're having that good a connection. You don't want to risk
I got to risk it.
But at the
I
same
think,
time,
I
she's not going to.
That's an immediate no-go.
Nah, you got she won't forgive that smell, beloved.
Yeah, that's
an
immediate no-go. I'm going to be like, yeah, I'm so sorry I left abruptly last night. Make up something. Family emergency.
How can you even eat comfortably knowing you sitting in shit?
I can't. Like, yeah.
You be sitting there eating.
And you smell it. It's coming up on you. It's going to spread. It's going to spread. You know, like, you know in Dragon Ball Z, when that light goes, it's emanating all around. It's only a matter of time. You know when they widen the spotlight?
Aww.
You can't risk it. You got an abort mission. Yeah. You got an abort mission.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The longer you sit, it's just gonna be coming up.
Yeah, take, damn, take that. Take the L and hope for the best.
I would savage. I would try to hope do you got best cash. As
oh yeah, you gotta pay for that. Damn,
I'm a card carrier.
Oh shit.
Now I'm never.
Yeah, this is what you gotta do. You gotta run to the bathroom. And then just, like, make mad loud noise. Hope one of the busboys comes in and is like, yo, I'll toss you 50. Let me get your boxes right now. Like,
you going to put another nigga dick?
wait, what?
Put another dick on?
He's going to borrow his boxes.
I mean, like, I'll buy his boxes. I don't know, man. I'm
his boxes. I need his pants.
Dude, I've been single since 2009. I'm trying to hold on to this date. I'm just trying to hold on to this date the best I can.
I would try, too. I would try to do as much damage control. If it's jeans...
It's just
ain't no damn.
The force is against you at that point.
Nah. I think it's
if, yeah. For some reason, you just came out in just jeans.
Even if you like,
yeah. What are you doing? What are you going?
Yeah,
on
that is jeans? True too.
Was it a nice summer night? You were just
fucking bare ass out there, going.
Yeah, you just as weird as the guy that actually did that.
Nah, yeah, that is close. Yeah.
Those are great stories, by the way. Those are amazing stories.
Oh my god. We got TV, movies, and. Zombie apocalypse together.
All right, well,
you know, first, last time you came on. Go ahead.
No, last time we came on, we talked about tons of TV. Oh, Leftovers finished since. Did you finish season three?
Amazing. My life is over now.
Did you like the season three?
So the last episode was spoilers when they got ahead. Together, right?
Yeah.
It was very actually I was talking with Kev about it. You expected something to go wrong, but nothing went wrong. It like went the way you would hope.
But the thing is, everything did go wrong because everything was wrong
to begin with.
Exactly.
So like this, like it was finally good to see something go right, you know?
Exactly.
And it's also
if you believe it or not. So I think they nailed it. Nothing was definitive. It's up to your interpretation.
That's the show I'm not lying, at least like 4 or 5 times.
That's
like
still my top
season
for the year.
I had like tears rolling down my eyes. It was emotional, especially that piano riff, man. Mm. That's what gets me, dude. That piano.
Yeah, that shit is crazy. That and I was thinking about too how
is that show not nominated for anything? Like they even suck. Like original soundtrack, like best original like music or some shit.
I don't know.
I don't care about that.
And that's I was thinking about too how his name isn't Jack, right?
Justin Theroux?
Yeah, his main character's
name. Oh, Kevin Garvey?
Kevin Garvey, man. Like,
Junior.
I was trying to figure out, like, why is this dude not remembering anything that went on? Like, are you just forgot your whole, like...
What do you mean?
When he was trying to find her.
When he was trying to find her, she's like, oh, you don't remember what you did to me?
Oh, yeah, watching it live, I was just, what is he like?
Is
this a hallucination?
He was just trying to, like... I mean, he just didn't know how to fucking say sorry, I guess, you know?
The thing is,
do you think she traveled to the other world or whatever? I don't think so.
I did initially, but then when I think about it, she's a liar.
So. I think she's a fucking liar.
Oh, shit. I didn't think about that. She is a liar.
She's a liar. I remember, like, what the nun told her. It's, like, when the priest was leaving, when the nun was hooking up with the priest. And she's like, you're not supposed to be doing that. She goes, yeah, well, you're not supposed to be doing anything. But as long as you tell a story that sounds good, it makes everything all better.
Oh, better.
And yeah, and Kevin, he just traveled across the world.
He traveled across the world for 2 weeks for like what 30 years.
That's
just
wild.
Looking.
Yeah,
for her.
Every year he was taking.
You
could have
told me
vacation.
Anything.
Yeah,
she could have shit her pants. I would have stayed.
Yeah. I love.
I would have definitely stayed.
I love Nora Dunn. I love her, but I just finished season 2 of Bad Robot. I mean, not Bad Robot, Mr. Robot.
Well, I can't find the show because I don't. It's not TBS. Is it TBS?
Nah, it's USA.
USA. USA doesn't have the old seasons on anymore.
You don't have Amazon Prime.
Websites that you can find.
Yo, you can definitely find them. Because my iPad doesn't connect to my Samsung Smart TV, and the Samsung Smart TV doesn't have the Amazon app.
Try to find
it. So I just connected to my laptop. I just found on random sites, dude. Kevin is like the king of.
Paying for streaming services and giving expert recommendations about where you can find select movies.
And
based
he pays
on their
his taxes on time.
Of course.
Never broken the law.
It's God fearing.
And and he's never shit his pants on a day.
Of course.
But Mr. Robot, yo, it's good. Season 1's fantastic.
Yeah, but
it's amazing.
Season 2 is like...
Season 2 is crazy. It's just, I've never not... I still don't know what the hell just happened. like, I don't know what's going on. That's a show you need to watch multiple times.
Multiple times?
Or, like, at least, like, read the recaps, mm-hmm. like, that someone writes.
I'm going to check it out. Well, I'm going to try to find it.
Yeah, that show, do you watch Peaky Blinders? Peaky Blinders on Netflix? Yo, that shit is awesome. It's like Boardwalk Empire meets Sons of Anarchy. It's just like Irish gangsters and
Peaky Blinders.
Yo, it's fire. It's like Tom Hardy, Cillian Murphy. Dude, yo, it's so good.
What?
Tom Hardy's in that?
Yeah, dude. He plays this like Jewish gangster dude. Yo, crazy dude, man.
Yeah, because I miss him on TV. They're not doing Taboo no more.
Nah, yo, dude, watch Peaky Blinders. Yo, three seasons. Six episodes a season, an hour long.
Ooh, and that's music to my ears.
And season four starts on Friday. It's also one of those shows where it's like it takes place like in right after World War One, but they play like modern music. You know, like kind of yeah. like not in like the way that Gatsby was playing like yeah. fucking
Jay-Z
like,
on the
like
bridge.
Jay-Z. Yeah. yeah. yeah, but it's like better, and it's mad good.
Yeah,
it's mad good.
I'm gonna put that on.
You gotta
the
check
list.
That out.
I have Riverdale.
Dude, yo, one of my coworkers watched it. She goes, it's so bad, it's good.
No, it's not bad.
I know that
it's just like a drama. It's like a teen drama, right?
Yeah, but you know Archie, the comic books?
Yeah, no, I know. I know what it's about.
It's basically based off that. It's about a murder, but it's just, it's like 90210, but like with
blood
Twilight.
Huh? I don't like blood.
Nah, there's no blood. Okay. There's barely any blood in it. But it's just like, I don't
know
why.
How do you watch Game of Thrones?
That is true. Wait,
you watch
what?
Game of Thrones? He's lying. He just doesn't want to watch it. He just doesn't want to watch Riverdale.
No, I downloaded a couple episodes on the.
One of my coworkers showed me. Shout out to Steph Clamps again. She showed me a scene where like this guy is making a video threatening a killer, and there's just a bunch of dudes in red masks, shirtless, standing behind him.
What show?
Riverdale. Like. Well, he's making a video threatening like a serial killer or something, and he has like the whole football team behind him in like red masks. They're all shirtless, just standing there. So
like, that sounds like the new season. Cause
oh my bad, spoiler, spoiler.
There's only one season. It's on Netflix, but I never wanted to watch it because it looked weird. Like the posters look like a yeah. teen drama that no one really wants to watch. But it caught my eye. Like the first two episodes, I was like, oh, all right. And I watched it for the whole week. It's pretty good.
Did y'all watch Stranger Things?
Yeah,
I didn't.
Oh. Y'all watch Stranger Things? Yeah.
Nah, my girl, she literally just finished that shit. Like
I haven't finished
the entire
it
weekend.
You so yeah, you don't watch it?
I watched her watch it.
Yeah, I watched.
Now I was being productive, clean the apartment. You know, doing good boyfriend duties.
Proud of you, man.
Clean watch that it shit, Jerome.
Laying there, barely talking, watching her show. I said, all right, cool, have fun. Nah, but she said it was really good. Just want to throw it out there if y'all.
Yeah, that's the new cult classic. Like everyone's always talking about like Stranger Things and stuff. Same way people talk about like the worst show on television, Walking Dead. I hate that show.
Did this guy when we told him about it. I jumped ship.
You like Walking Dead?
Ago.
I never watched.
Dude, first season's amazing. First season is amazing. Second season, first half is not bad. Yo, it just gets so fucking repetitive, and it's also the most what.
Yeah, no.
It's also it's the most unrealistic like thing in the world. Like, yo, I'll watch a zombie show or movie when one episode is about someone trying to take a shit like in peace. Like, it's
I didn't see this coming.
Yo, I'm telling you. Also, everyone looks mad good on the show. Nope, everyone's clean shaven. They got haircuts and stuff like on the regular basis. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Like, a real zombie apocalypse, like, would not happen like that. Like, I was in a zombie apocalypse. There's two things you need. One.
Water?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, to protect yourself. One, you need, like, a gun just for, like, crazy shit. But two, you need a weapon. Because, like zombies, they're attracted to noise, right?
Is that what allegedly.
I mean, depending what zombie, genre you're
scouted in a while.
Yeah. But you need a weapon with that makes absolutely no noise whatsoever. So I would use my brother for some reason got me. I don't hate it.
Like, you use your brother?
No, my brother for some reason got me a replica sword from fucking Game of Thrones. Like, yo, this shit weighs like 30 pounds. Like, I could kill someone with this. That would be my number one weapon.
Well, yeah, it's a
sword.
But
you can cut through things with?
Fuck yeah, dude. I should have brought it. I'll cut you. Wow.
You imagine you see Ed, like, if there really is a zombie apocalypse, you just see Ed on a horse and shit.
Listen. This is me music to my ears to hear you say this, because I've been saying this.
I'm going
for
on
years.
A carnival cruise.
I watched two episodes and I was like, "Where's the show going? This show is never going to end." That's what I was saying when I first watched. I said this show is never going to end. Where's the end point? And it just makes me feel so good that people are finally seeing my vision.
Oh, no, I jumped years later. Ago, man.
I love it because I was like, "Yo, this show is not going to go anywhere."
It's absolutely not. It's going around circles.
You kill bad guy. You find a new place to inhabit. You run out of the supplies. You got to go into town. Zombies storm you in town. You might lose somebody. Most of the times you don't. You come back. And you fight bad guy.
If you lose somebody, you fucking spend a whole episode and a half like mourning that person and thinking about like the good times you guys had together. Meanwhile, the good times are just you guys smell like shit.
Going at the zombies. Yeah.
Struggling to find food together.
Struggling to find food. Having like a heart to heart. It's like, yeah,
good old days.
Dude, right down the block from my down the block from my house, there's a fucking Costco. And the thing about Costco's is like they're always warehouses, no windows. That's where you fucking go for a zombie apocalypse. They have everything you need in there. They have weapons, food, furniture, clothing, everything.
Remember Dawn of the Dead? You ever seen that movie?
Yeah, dude, that's the best zombie movie.
That's the best zombie movie.
Because they chill in the mall for like months.
They have sex, they eat, they watch movies,
everyone's playing. Yeah, they're playing fucking full court basketball and like Sports Authority.
Then the zombies get in.
Yeah, the zombies got in because they tried to go, remember, to the gun shop and rescue
spoilers.
That dude. They fucked themselves over. Because remember, they went to, like, remember that dude on the other thing, like him and Ving Rhames?
Oh, yeah, with the sign.
Yeah, they were sending each other messages, and the guy was like, "I'm running out of food. Can you guys come?" So they were like, "All right, we're going to go save that guy." They went to go save that guy. The guy ended up being dead by the time they got there. Mm. And then when they got back, they couldn't close all the doors in time. Zombies fucking opened the shit up, and then they fucked their own shit up. They could have stayed there for mad. Like another like year and a half. Mm-hmm. And the zombies would have left. They would have left.
You think so? Like, there's nothing here.
I mean, they migrate towards where there's food or stuff. If anything, you throw, it's like, you haven't been putting your work around. go out, you decoy everyone. Craziest thing about Dawn of the Dead is the scene where the fucking scene, they're having like doggy style sex in a Best Buy or something. It's the dad from Modern Family, like
the cameras in the back and they're just fucking
he's like
all
filming
these cameras
himself like fucking the chick. It's the dad from Modern. It's Phil Dunphy. It's fucking
ridiculous. Savage.
He's going at it.
But I don't know.
What would be your weapon of choice, Cub? Like, is there anything specific in your apartment right now that zombies start breaking out? What's the first thing you're grabbing? Like to protect yourself?
A knife?
You can't slash
it. I don't have
it. You need like a blunt object. Blunt force to the head.
Kev, you know you got a 90, a Glock in your closet
to
or something.
To these listeners, I don't.
You can't take out the little compartment in his dresser. Just mad weapons. Machete.
You definitely have like a little butt, like a little
bunker.
Like a candle you just pull back and like on the bookcase opens.
I don't know. I use a bat.
Yeah, dude, a bat's good. It's just blunt force of the head. And something you can swing. Something light.
Happy
Tuesday, yo.
Yeah,
happy
word.
Tuesday.
Damn, Cavs is losing. Sorry. But
what's the score?
59-56.
Oh, they're playing the Bucks. Bucks actually.
They were just up by 11. And now I'm just watching them not score. And the
Bledsoe's not playing tonight, right?
It's the second quarter?
Yeah, Bledsoe's not playing. But I don't have any weapons in my house, I guess. I have knives, but like, I guess
Freya.
I got a pan.
You don't have like a hammer? A hammer is good.
I guess I have a hammer. I do have a hammer.
I have a hammer. Yeah, that's good.
Man, get one of those lighters, put the Pam spray for a little bit.
I'm
cool in the movie.
You never wait.
It would burn down my house.
Dude, Pam's not flammable.
What is that spray they use?
It's like hairspray.
Aerosol,
definitely got hairspray in the
crib. You can't spray Pam.
Definitely got hairspray. We good then.
Pants for days.
Yeah.
You're going to spray Pam with lighter fluid on the zombie. They're going to be like slick. They're not going to stick to the oven. Like that's all that's going
to
do.
They try to grab you and then you
like, It's like, ew, why does zombie smell like cookies?
Great talk.
Yeah. Anything else on your mind?
Again.
No, nothing's on my mind, man. Thanks for having me, guys.
You did not disappoint me.
You did
Thank
not.
You.
Great.
Yeah. This
the
is
Urban
great.
Legends
this
is
so
a
much
guy
fun,
be.
Man.
Before we go, I want to say Roy Holiday passed away today.
He did.
Yeah, rest in peace.
With that plane crash. So, rest in peace.
I just want to say, Roy Holiday, I didn't like Roy Holiday as a baseball player. The guy was unlimited talent. unlimited talent. One of the best pitchers of our generation. I mean, it's Pedro Martinez, Randy Johnson, Roy Halladay. Those are the three best that I can think of all the time in my head. But I hated Roy Halladay just because he killed the Yankees every single time. But one of the nicest guys in the world, always like a runner-up for the Roberto Clemente Award, like helping out, like donating to like kids, like underprivileged kids, going to like shitty areas, like third world countries, helping out, donating food and stuff. And the guy just had like an affinity for like flying and stuff. And he liked like small airplanes and shit and used to do it all the time. And this one, yo, dude, the craziest thing, this, like one of my boys was telling me, this plane, they've made like 7 or 8 within the last year and a half. 3 have crashed. Oh. This guy bought the plane.
He's like a spokesperson for them, though.
Yeah, bought the plane, went down. It's a fucking terribly sad story. Terribly sad. And rest in peace, Roy Halladay. I mean, no one likes to see it. No one likes to go out like that. Was playing the MLB, like, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Retired, has 2 kids, wife. Sad stuff.
Sad.
I broke Twitter today.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you for coming through.
Yes, yeah. Such a somber note at the end. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
It just hit me. I was like, let me throw that in there. Yeah. You know. But, damn, that was a really somber note. Let me get my energies back up. Woo! All right, yo, but y'all know what
Leave
to do.
Leave us on a positive note.
Leave us on a, what can I say?
It's your tip of the day.
Let's go Sacramento.
Some life advice.
All right, Sacramento Kings will be losing tonight for the 10th time this season against the OKC Thunder. Carmelo, I bet you Carmelo and Russell Westbrook have a triple-double.
You heard it here first.
And by the way,
Melo going past that many?
He definitely. I have that.
crazy. By the way,
be a double-double.
Just want to go on the record, Paul George has the best shape-up in the NBA.
And you heard it here first.
All right.
Heard it
here first.
As always, rate, share, subscribe, spread
the podcast. Word.
Out here doing it for the culture. We love you guys. Until next week, this is Cooling Out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.